Chris.
Marcus.
We are back. It is a little pocket awareness. It is your, you know, favorite quarterback podcast here, guys. So follow us on Twitter, ALPA underscore QB1. Also follow us on Instagram, ALPA underscore QB1 for Instagram, a little pocket awareness for Facebook. Make sure you guys subscribe on iTunes, download on iTunes. And then we always get more followers. We're almost at, you know, 150 followers on Twitter. So keep going at that. Definitely appreciate all the people supporting that. So make sure you do that. And, you know, follow me and Chris too at the Mark John NFL, at King Manelos. If you want to follow me, fighting with Raiders fans. It's exciting. I really try to stay away from it this year. So I'm definitely going to stay away from those debates. I've seen a couple. I'm almost entered the dome. I've almost entered the
mindless. They went after Carr hard after that loss this first week.
So we're going to be covering the games that happened this past week. Some of the games I saw on All 22. And, of course, just some thoughts of some initial thoughts from other games. You know, didn't talk about what's happening in this upcoming week. A couple of games we were looking at. Of course, the Thursday night games, the big one between Justin Herbert and Patrick Mahomes. You know, we'll see how that goes. And, So, Chris, how do you feel about – I mean, both our teams lost this week. You know, both our quarterbacks didn't play very well. Mine was more of a perspective game for me. But I don't know about for you. How do you feel?
So I felt like we played an away division game. I chalked this up as a loss for the sole reason because we were playing in Minnesota. What's funny to me is that the Packers were in that entire game, even though they were down basically two scores the entire time.
Yeah.
There's multiple times that the Packers should have scored. Obviously, you've got the first play of the game where the rookie flat out just drops a 75-yard touchdown pass. And that kind of set the tone for, okay, there's going to be a ton of mistakes here today. I think going into the game, being down your starting left tackle and right tackle doesn't make things easy also. Missing your number one wide receiver. I mean, everything said that the Packers should lose this game. So I was not surprised by what happened. I had already chalked this one up as a loss. I got 12-5 for the Packers' final record. And I still got them winning the division. Like, this doesn't faze me. The nobody on offense, nobody on defense played together at all in preseason. Like, this was a wash. This was preseason game four for me. And I felt that way. For the majority of the league, we saw some bad quarterback play this last week. And I think we can start off right there with that Thursday night game where if you listen to this show right before we wrapped it up last week, what did Marcus and I tell you about?
The interceptions.
The turnovers. The turnovers.
I was wrong, though. It was five.
Not four. No, we set the line. Over under was four, and it went.
It was three. Over was three.
Over was three. Well, it was. It went over.
I knew that was going to happen.
I did too. You know what? I'm actually a little surprised, and that Josh's turnovers were not as egregious as Matt's were bad. Matt Stafford's interceptions were horrible interceptions. Josh Allen, Josh Allen, the one got ripped away from his wide receiver. He literally like handed it to the defender. It got ripped away so lightly. And then the second one, I blame the receiver because he didn't come back to the ball. He kind of waited for it to travel to him and the corner was able to undercut the receiver. So honestly, I don't blame either of the interceptions or either of the interceptions for Josh Allen. He had two on the day, so it looks good at the end of the year because it'll add to his interception total for how I critique Josh Allen. But okay. It's not on him. It's not on him with those turnovers.
Yeah. I did watch Aaron Rodgers. I did watch him. And I think he's hilarious. I do. I just think he's a funny quarterback. It all starts with the beginning of the game, right? The first play of the game. We all know that. Which it was an awesome route by.
He burned Patrick Peterson so bad. I don't know if you got to hear what Rodgers talking on his post game interview or when he was on with Pat McAfee on Tuesday. He's like, "We got you right away." Patrick Peterson was like, yeah, "I wasn't warmed up. I was not warmed up yet. You got me."
It's just funny. I mean, because he dropped that ball, right? It's just a terrible drop. I mean, I don't know what the hell.
That was awful, dude. That set the tone for the game, man. That set the tone.
It set the tone for the game because Christian Watson was open sometimes in that game. A little bit later on, and he just went. He's like, "No, I'm not throwing a tee anymore." One deep ball,
dude.
Like,
I get that.
What?
Dude, that makes sense. Like, bro, you burned me bad. That's 75 yards that should be in my stats. That's 6 points that should be on the board. You burned me bad. I'm not ready to trust you again. You hurt me.
That was funny. Because he beat two defenders on another one, like another deep ball. And like Rodgers looked at him. I saw Rodgers look at him. He's like, "You know what? Let me just throw this to Aaron Jones." I don't think he threw the wide receiver the rest of the game, to be honest.
He threw to AJ Dillon and Aaron Jones the majority of the time. And then I don't know if you saw this in the Bills game, not the Bills game, in the Broncos. Now I'm getting all over the place. Dude, yeah. Russell Wilson did not want to throw to his receivers.
No.
He did not want to.
I mean, he liked throwing to Judy, though. Maybe Judy's the only one that's like.
It took him a while.
It did, but he started throwing to Judy. But it's just, it was cracking me up because I saw it on tape. It was like, oh my God, Aaron, you can't do that all year, though, man. You cannot do that. You can't ice these guys out. You got to trust them. You got to keep throwing to him. You can't ice
him
out.
He will. He will. I think it was week one. They're still figuring stuff out over there. I'm not worried about it going forward. They're gonna beat up on the Bears.
There's no reason to worry about a week one loss. There's no reason.
No, no. You hear me even joking? Like, we improved from last year's week one. We scored 7 points instead of three.
There's no reason to freak out. It's like, Derek Carr, like Raiders fans are freaking out. Derek Carr, he threw three interceptions. It was like his third time in like 9 years. How many starts is that? You throw three interceptions. We're freaking out like it's like a normal occasion that happens. And, him and Devontae are just, I mean, the one throw, Devontae was, there was three guys around him. I mean, Devontae was past them, but there's three guys and he missed and it got picked. I mean, and the other pick, it was a stupid ass throw too. It was dumb. I don't know. I mean, I saw the vision, but you just sometimes if you want to try to throw it behind a linebacker's ear, he might spin and catch it. I mean, it's the NFL. You might spin and catch it. It might go past his ear. He might spin and catch it, and he spinned to catch it. And that's what happened in that game. There's a lot of bad luck. Because Drew Tranquil spinning and catching a bullet as a linebacker, you don't bet on that. I mean, Fred Warner, yes. Drew Tranquil, no. So, it's a lot of that with that game. But I still thought, even with Derek Carr not playing well, he still almost threw 300 yards, had an 8.0 YPA, and threw two touchdowns. And threw downfield a lot. They got a lot of big plays. He had 17 first downs through the air. And Devontae Adams had 141 yards on 10 catches. So I was like, you know what? Derek Carr's not going to play like that all the time. So what happened? What is it going to look like when he plays really well? What is that going to look like?
Hunter Renfro better get more involved. That's all I need to know. I got him on my fantasy teams.
Bryce Callahan shut him down, though, so I think he gets more involved. But I'm gonna be honest with you, Chris. After watching this week, I don't know how much Hunter Renfro is going to be involved because, they ran a lot of 22 personnel, right, Chris? So what was that? Two tight end, two
running back.
Right? And
you got two running backs on your roster?
Oh, they got the fullback, Cole Johnson. Right?
No, I'm messing with you.
But they got five, don't they? They got five on the roster, actually.
Yeah, you got plenty there.
but the key part of that, though, is why they're in 22 personnel is because Darren Waller. So you have two wide receivers out there. It's going to be Adams and Waller. It's not going to be Adams and Mac Hollins or whatever. It's going to be Adams and Waller. And then Fox Monroe plays tight end. That's going to be the package. Their base package is that. Is Waller, Adams, Fox Monroe are tight end, and whatever, two running backs, base running back, running package, whatever you want to call it. So I don't know, Chris, about your Hunter Renfrow refs. I don't know. I think you should bench him for a little bit. So I don't know if you should put him in your starting lineup. That'd be my guess.
Oh, he's there. He's there for week two. I'm putting him back in there week two.
I don't know, man.
You guys are playing the Cardinals.
Yeah, I get it, but I don't know. I just think Adams is going to get most of them. He's getting 13 again.
He's getting at least 13 looks, that's for sure.
I know, and I'm getting Raiders fans. I'm starting to get mad at Raiders fans who want Derek Carr to spread the ball around. I don't know about that. No. We don't need to spread it around. Because Derek Carr was not good, and he still threw 300 yards on 37 attempts. It wasn't like on 50 attempts or 60.
Bro, did you see Matt Ryan threw 52 times?
Yeah, he threw 52 times. And Derek Carr only had 70 less yards. That's my whole point.
That's wild.
That's my whole point right here. That's my perspective. Like, Raider fans have no perspective. Like, Derek Carr is going to have a streak of games where he plays really well. We all know that's going to happen. But now he has Davante Adams. I don't know what they're going to do during those. I was just thinking, like, man, he's about to do 400 yards a game during that stretch with Waller and all these guys.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I left, like, mad that Derek Carr didn't play well, but I also left the game super excited because he's going to play better. And I don't know if people are ready for that. So, but anyways. Back to the other games.
A lot of promise in both of our futures. Let's go to those other games. We talked a little bit about the Bills and the Rams. Is there anything else you want to touch on there? I mean, they just turn the ball over like crazy.
Yeah, I mean, Josh Allen definitely got the ball out really quick, man. 2.43 time to throw.
Well, did you see what the defense was doing against him in the first half? They were playing zone. They were playing they had the two deep shell. They're playing soft zone coverage. I don't think there was a single cornerback that started in front of the first down marker. So he's getting the ball out fast because he's got Gabriel Davis, fast. Mm-hmm. Stephon Diggs, fast. Isaiah McKenzie, fast. Like, he's getting the ball out of his hands. He put it in these guys. They were getting first down after first down after first down. It didn't need to run the football because there was such soft coverage. Balls out into the receiver's hands. Nobody around them. First down. I hated the game plan that the Rams put out there to start the game. It was awful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the league kind of misread Josh Allen. I think, and that's what happens a lot of the times when these teams play. Like, I don't know why they thought Josh Allen was still going to just chuck it deep no matter what, and he was taking what the defense gave them, and so they got picked apart. I mean, basically what happened.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's exactly what happened.
Which adds another element to Josh Allen's game. So I always go back to, how do you stop Josh Allen? So, okay, so now you can't play soft zone anymore and force him to throw deep. He's just going to throw underneath and take what the defense gives him.
Dude, if you got corners like that, you can't. Jalen Ramsey got torched, absolutely torched. He had a perfect passer rating. Every throw that he made against Josh Allen was complete, Jalen Ramsey was complete. Jalen Ramsey needed to be in press coverage. Press lock man coverage against Stephon Diggs. And if you want to try to beat him over the top, then you've got to wait for him to get open. Like, that's how, in my opinion, if you're going to go after Josh Allen, you got to play press coverage on those defenders, make him hold the ball, keep him in the pocket, and then make him force those throws.
Yeah.
Because You know he will. He's got full confidence eventually. In his arm.
Eventually. I think you got to get them down a little bit too, because I mean, if he feels why should he do that if they got the lead,
yeah,
and you can't move the ball, like, why should he do that? I think his tight end's a lot better. We'll see how they finish, man. I don't know. We'll see
They look like the team that was predicted to be in the Super Bowl in week one. That's for sure.
We're going to figure out if the Buffalo Bills are actually a cursed football team due to the Josh Allen era. I think this is what we're going to figure out. I mean, they already lost 45-32 in 13 seconds, right? I mean, we already saw that they lost four Super Bowls in a row. I mean, Thurman Thomas lost the helmet before one of them. There was the second one. Thurman Thomas couldn't find his helmet. The game started, it's gonna be interesting. We're going to find out a lot about the Bills franchise during this Josh Allen era. Because
well, we you know, talking about franchises and during a specific era, the Atlanta Falcons made sure to continue to choke away football games.
Oh yeah, yeah, man. It wasn't Matt Ryan. It's the I tell you, sometimes it's the uniform, guys. It's the uniform. It is the uniform. It soaks into your body. It soaks into some players' body. And they just don't play as well. I swear that. Like sometimes I don't know what it is. You know,
23-10 after the third quarter, and they gave up 17 points in the fourth quarter to lose that game.
You know, Jameis, man, he came back, bro. Jameis showed a lot of heart.
Two touchdown passes in the fourth quarter to Michael Thomas.
Yeah, you know, he finished the game with 23 or 34. 67%, 269, 7.9 YPA.
No interceptions.
No interceptions. You know, he was getting the ball to Jarvis Landry. Is that, he had 7 and 114. I mean, that was without Kamara.
Jameis.
I mean, they must not have the ball the whole game. They're losing like that. I mean, the Falcons must have been in control. They're rolling.
They were.
But yeah, like Mariota's
12. They weren't even throwing. They weren't even throwing the ball to Kyle Pitts. London had a big first game of the season as a rookie.
Yeah, Drake London had a good game, but I mean, this is all Mariota legs. 12 carries, 72 yards. I haven't really watched it, but he didn't look like he did much through the air.
I was 20 for 33, 215 yards.
Yeah, I mean, it was
no touchdown passes though.
No touchdowns. I mean, that's not even.
The ball because Cordell Patterson had 22 carries, 120 yards rushing.
Yeah, and just saying he had 12 carries too. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, 34 attempts between those two guys just running the ball. Yeah, they stuck to the ground.
Yeah, they had the ball the whole game, man. Look at that, 33 passing attempts, 20, like, what was that, 34, 36 rushing attempts, and they lost? That is tough because, I mean, if you go back to
Winston's 38 side, rushing attempts. They had 200 yards rushing as a team. Whew. 200 yards rushing.
So I mean, Marcus Mariota, you know, he looks like he's kind of the same guy. I mean, like I said, I didn't really get a chance to fully deep dive into this game or, you know, get a full look at him, but he looks like he's the same guy. And which means if he has 12 carries, 72 yards,
let's actually. Oh, he fumbled twice.
Oh, he did, huh? Oh,
he fumbled twice. He lost one.
Mm-hmm. So that was a karma for Raiders fans right there who all wanted him to start. Told you. That would happen.
Blew the game. They blew it. The Falcons choked another one away.
Yeah, but my last thoughts on this, Chris. I just want to get this thought out. So he had 12 carries, 72 yards, right? So Marcus Mariota with that many carries, does he make it to Week 4?
Probably not. Especially like who they playing. Who are they playing? They got the Rams this weekend, and then Seattle in Seattle, and then Week 4 is against the Browns. Like, that's a big pass rush coming at them. Not as big without Von Miller, but the Rams, you got in LA after losing their home opener. That's not going to feel good for Mariota.
And the Seahawks hit hard.
In Seattle, he's not going to. That's going to be tough. And then you got to come home, and you got Myles Garrett chasing you down.
See, the thing is, Mariota doesn't slide. That's his biggest issue.
And then they play the Bucs in Week 5. And then they play the Niners in Week 6. If he's not out by Week 4, he'll be out by Week 6. He'll go out
there's week no six. Way. There's no way he's lasting with 12 carries. There's no way. There's no way. He has reckless abandon for his body. And he literally will dive over any pile, dive preseason, he'll dive a scrimmage game, he'll dive at the turkey bowl with your family, he's diving for the end zone. Like concrete, it don't matter, he's diving. It just trips me out. All right, anyways, all right, next game. What's the next game we got? We talking about
Bears Niners. I don't even want to talk about it. The monsoon that killed Mitchell, that I got him in three fantasy leagues, and he goes out, tears his knee up because Soldier Field's a mess. God, just drives me through the roof.
All right, so this game, I gotta talk about Mike Martz, man. All right, so Mike Martz, he dropped a video. I guess he just got done watching the film of this game. And he went in on Justin Fields, man. Talk about how he doesn't know why they drafted him. Probably some of the worst quarterback play he's ever seen in his life. I don't know what he just watched. He just didn't do anything right. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know how he can get better. He's like, I guess the only way he can go is up after that performance.
Dude just ran around and like threw and just like he was playing backyard football in the rain and got success because people got lost with him running around.
Yeah.
I mean, 8 for 17. He only threw it 17 times.
And you can say it's raining, right? It's raining. They only threw 17 times. It was raining.
Yeah, but Troy Lance threw it 28 times in the monsoon.
Yeah.
But God, what an awful game.
I know.
28 for Trey Lance and 8 for 17 with Justin Fields. Miserable.
I felt really good about that plus six, man. I felt really good about that spread, too.
I did, too. I thought the Niners were going to just stomp them. Did you feel good about the Bears plus six?
No. Minus six, my bad.
You felt good about the Niners. Yeah, I thought the Niners were easily going to win this game by a touchdown.
See, I mean, and then Trey Lance, he's just not accurate. You know, that's not
staring down receivers.
Staring down receivers. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He still has the ability to use his legs, but he's throwing picks out there, and he's like overthrowing like 5-yard passes. I mean, that's the biggest issue for me. Like, I mean, you're overthrowing like 5-yard passes and stuff like that. You know, it's not gonna work out. I don't know how they can't fix that quick enough, in my opinion.
No kidding. And then you got Jimmy G sitting there on the bench, and everybody knows that he took him to almost
a
Super Bowl. He's got a Super Bowl under his belt. Like, they should never have brought Jimmy back. What an awful decision.
I know, because the thing is with Trey Lance too, man, right, is that –
you bench him one time, it's over. It's over.
But even then, right, Chris, I mean – he has a lot of pressure on him, man, because he lost to the Bears. They weren't supposed to lose that game. Right?
No, they were not.
He didn't play well, okay? So he didn't play well. He lost to the Bears. I mean, who they got this week? They got the Seahawks this week, right? They got Seahawks this week who are coming off, you know, their Super Bowl.
Was their Super Bowl. They're going to lay such an egg, take the Niners and the points.
You know, but let's just say Trey Lance starts 0-2, has another bad game. Let's say he doesn't throw a touchdown pass again, throws another two picks. So he starts to see her off with zero touchdowns, three interceptions. What happens, Chris? What happens?
You have to stick with them. This is the decision that they made when they drafted him. You have to stick with them as an organization. If you go back to Jimmy, you've wasted that draft pick and all the ones that you gave up to get him. You can't go to him. You can't do it. You can't do it.
See, this is why they should do this last year. They should do this last year, let him get his growing pains out, and then.
No, they needed to get rid of Jimmy in the offseason. They need to get rid of Jimmy immediately. They need to send Jimmy to Dallas right now. That's what they need to do.
Well, Jimmy get him out of the building. He won't go to Dallas because he won't start the whole year there.
Well, who else had a quarterback that just went down? Didn't somebody else have a quarterback go down?
No, I don't think so.
It was just Dak.
Yeah, it's just Dak. Yeah.
Well, send him to Pittsburgh because Mitch Trubisky is not the answer there. All right. That's actually the next game.
Great transition. I didn't see last thing about Justin Fields. Like, yeah, Justin Fields, and he's still not getting better. Like the quarterback stuff. Got to see to feel better. And you know that's not gonna happen. I don't know what's gonna happen with that guy. So we'll see.
We're gonna get smoked this week against the Packers. That's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, if Aaron Rodgers throws to his wide receivers, let's see. I mean, you know, we'll see.
It's not gonna matter this week. All right, yes, you can. Throw it to Tanyan and Jones. They'll win it. You throw it to A.J. Dillon. They'll win. They'll beat the Bears. They'll cover the 10-point spread against the Bears by throwing to those three.
Just turn Aaron Jones and Roger Craig, you know, get 1,000-1,000, right?
Let's do it.
All right. Next one. We got
Steelers-Bengals.
Steelers-Bengals. Oh, man.
Joe Burrow, what happened to you?
Oh man, this is my game. I felt like, You know, I felt like a lot of this kind of solidified my quarterback list this week. I really felt very good about my list. And this one made me feel really good about my comments because I told you, Chris, that if he doesn't figure it out and adjust, he's not going to play well.
And he got sacked like crazy holding the ball with that brand new offensive line.
That's supposed to be really good, right?
It's supposed to be really good.
And now they suck again. Interesting.
Not the offensive line. It's Joe holding the ball too long. Doing exactly what he said that he would do. He's not afraid to take a sack.
Not afraid to take seven. He took seven. He got seven sacks. You know, I know a lot of people want to try to – that's what I'm saying. I mean, with him, you blame the offensive line.
Four interceptions.
Derek Carr, you blame Derek Carr. It's not really Derek Carr's fault that he got sacked all those times. But Joe Burrow, what's wrong with the offensive line? You know, it can't be Joe. He's Tom Brady. You know, he reads the field like, you know, he reads the field like Tom Brady. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, I mean, come on, guys.
Kills me.
But as I'm saying, like, he's the Russell, it's just a crazy decision maker, you know. I'm not saying he's a crazy decision maker. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to go all the way that far. But teams are playing him a certain way. And if he doesn't adjust, that's going to keep happening. You know,
53 attempts. 53. He threw 53 passes.
Yeah, man. And he had
Four interceptions.
In the first half, right? The first half, right?
I don't know if they were all in the first half.
I think four were in the first half.
That I can't tell you.
I think they're in the first half, but man.
They play any other team that doesn't have Mitch Trubisky at the helm. They get blown out of the stadium.
Yeah.
You know, the history of the NFL says that one of the two teams that were in the Super Bowl last year don't even make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Going into week one, I felt like it was the Bengals.
Yeah.
After week one, I feel like both teams could miss the playoffs.
I think the Rams bounce back.
I feel like the Rams will bounce back too. But the Bengals are my pick. They might not even be the top two teams in their own division. I think the Steelers might actually have a better record than the Bengals when it's all said and done, and the Ravens win that division.
Okay. So, you know, Mr. Biskey, yeah, all he does is win, Chris. All he does is win.
You know, he's the only guy that's had over 50 starts in the history of the NFL that has not thrown a pick six.
Really?
Wow. He's never thrown a pick six.
He doesn't win you the game.
Nope.
You know, he might lose you the game.
He tried to. He didn't have any interceptions, though. He didn't have any interceptions.
No,
21 for 38, 194 yards.
You know,
Najee went down though, so I can't, like, they had to change the offense up.
But he had one big throw in overtime, Chris. That's all he needed. Yeah, one big throw.
All that mattered. All that mattered.
All he does is win. All Mitch does is win, Chris. I don't know what the
whatever. Just as long as they have a better record than the Bengals and the Bengals don't make the playoffs this year. That's all I care about.
All he does, man, is Mitch, you know.
He's not gonna have the job next year. They're gonna give it to Kenny next year. He's got 1 year to prove himself.
I swear, man, because one of my boys I do a lot of film stuff with, he's a Steelers fan, and he tweeted out that he's like, look at the schedule, man. The Steelers could really start 4-0. And I'm just thinking, Mitch does is win, man. He just is, you know, is keeping that winning percentage.
We got the Patriots this week, then the Browns, and then the Jets. They could be 4-0. Wow.
All Mitch does is win, Chris,
it's the Buccaneers, and then it's the Dolphins, and then it's the Eagles, and then the Saints. They could end up 4-4. They could win 4 in a row and then lose 4 in a row.
Oh man! And then I want this to happen because you know the media is gonna start talk about how Mitch Trubisky, you know, it's about his record, you know, and you know it's gonna be hilarious to me once that starts popping off. because they love to put that little winning percentage since 2018. Every time he starts, they don't put his stats.
Oh, yeah.
They just put his winning percentage. Since 2018. Oh, yeah. Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, Mr. Trubisky. it's hilarious. All Mitch does is win. He's a winner. He's a leader.
Eagles Lions. Next game. Eagles Lions. You guys talk about Mitch Trubisky being a winner. All right, move on. Move on.
All right. What's the next game? Okay, we got Eagles Lions. All right, man. Jalen Hurts. You know,
He's got a whole bunch of weapons.
I did watch this game. He basically ran all over him. I mean, keep it real with you guys. He ran all over them. I mean, every time they got pressure, he got out of it. He ran all over these boys. It was a clinic of rushing the football as a quarterback. Because basically,
because his passing stats aren't that good. 18 for 32, that's not good. Didn't throw a single touchdown pass.
No, I mean, he didn't have to. They ran like eight. So rushing, what is rushing? So he had 8 carries for 90 yards. Rushing.
They ran the ball 39 times as a team. Miles Sanders had 13 rushes for 96. Everybody that ran the football scored a touchdown. They had 4 rushing touchdowns.
Yeah. How is 8 carries for 90 yards, 5.3 yards per attempt? I feel like there's something wrong there. That's not right.
What? Who had 8 carries?
Jalen Hurts had 8 carries, 90 yards.
Jalen had 17 carries.
Oh, what am I looking at? What is this?
I don't know what you're looking at, but he had 17 carries. Maybe they were like 8 designed runs, and then the other 9 were him just running around during pass plays.
Oh, that's what they're doing. Don't confuse me, PFF here. You're confusing me. I'm confused. That's a rush. He had 8 design runs. I get it. God damn it.
8 designed and then 9 that were supposed to be throws that he decided.
9 scrambles.
I'm gonna run instead. I ain't throwing the ball. You can't make me do that.
That was confusing. I was trying to do math. I'm like 8 and 90, 5.3. Anyways, all right. So that makes more sense. 17 carries for 90 yards. All right. And then 9 scrambles, 8 design runs. So, you know. That's a lot of scrambles, bro. That's a lot of scrambles.
That's too many. That's too many.
And then he's a bad slider. He's always
Vrabel's gonna bench him. Vrabel's gonna bench him for not throwing the ball.
Yeah. I will say this. He was under pressure a little bit for that. I thought he had some pressure. Like he had 17 dropbacks under pressure. He wasn't causing a lot of it. I wouldn't say he's one of those guys who like just causes his own pressure out of nowhere. He'll bail pocket early, so he won't have any pressure at all. But I think that he's not one of those guys altogether. And I thought he had some pretty good throws. Like I said, he's an accurate quarterback. I know the numbers don't show that. He did start like 0-for-5, but I thought once he started, like, hey, maybe I should just start throwing to AJ Brown. I think his numbers got a lot better. That's why I think spreading the football around sometimes it's just not necessary, you know. When you got a guy,
AJ Brown had 10 catches, and the next closest in catches was Goddard had 3.
Yeah, so 10 of his 18 completions with AJ Brown. So, yeah, that's smart.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know.
That's smart, he says. It's smart. Okay, I don't know. I don't know how not putting the ball in the Heisman Trophy winner Devonta Smith's hands is a smart idea.
He'll get there. He'll get there. You know, he'll get there eventually.
Yeah, you better.
He'll get there eventually, man. I think that I don't think he's gonna get in the way though. I think that's a damn good football team. But you know, on the other side of that game was Jared Goff. So Jared has had an ugly start to that game, really ugly. I think he's like 3 for 10 or something, like 6 yards.
Yeah, they struggled in the first half, but they figured it out in the second half, that's for sure. They really figured it out in the fourth quarter is what it really came down to. Even though I don't even know if I can call it figured it out. They scored early in the fourth, and then towards the end of the fourth turned it into a game. I think it took the Lions a while to get going.
Yeah.
But I think they're going to be better than what we saw here in week one.
Yeah, they put up a lot of fight, man. I mean, you know,
they get the Commanders next week, so.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see with Mr. Wentz with his bounce back game. We'll get to that later. But yeah, Jared Goff. I thought he played okay. I mean, he didn't really play great or anything like that. You know, that's one of the games I actually watched on TV. Like, he didn't play that well early on. I think that he got better as the game went along, but I think it was just too late. They just got too big of a hole. He's got to play better, quicker. That's basically what it is. Yeah. All right, move on.
Pats Dolphins. The Patriots are in trouble. I don't know what they're going to do on offense this year. I don't think they know what they're going to do on offense this year. Do you think it's just because they got down early? I mean, they were down 17-0 at half. They scored a touchdown in the third, late in the third, though.
Well, they moved the football pretty well in that game. Early on, I thought they moved it up and down the field. I think one time Mac Jones threw a pick in the red zone on one of them. That wasn't very good. What else? I mean, I didn't think that he it's just weird. I mean, because he's a weird quarterback sometimes. Like, sometimes the way he handles pressure, sometimes the way he handles things is weird. I don't think he played very well overall.
No, I don't either. I don't think he played well at all.
21-30, whatever. But he's also has Matt Patricia calling his plays. I don't like how
they have that set up. They're in a mess. They're a mess in New England.
Yeah, man. Just hire Bill O'Brien. Like, I don't understand. If you need somebody to run your offense, like, just hire him. I don't know how much they're paying Alabama. Maybe they're paying him out the buttload, but man, I thought that was it was definitely a struggle to watch for them on offense. I mean, they were just like, it was a struggle, right? And then they had like Mac throwing downfield a lot. Like, his 8-out was 9.3. They had him throwing downfield to guys. I don't know who you're throwing downfield to on that team. So,
Nelson
Aguilar, I guess.
What's his name? Devontae Parker.
I guess. I guess you got a point there, Devontae Parker.
You know, I mean, he only targeted him twice, though. Yeah, and Aguilar had 5 targets, 3 catches.
Yeah, I mean, Mac Jones had 6 deep.
He also fumbled the ball too.
20% of Mac Jones's deep ball attempts were passes were deep. That's interesting. So they're trying to get Mac to attack downfield. Didn't work. 2 for 6.
All right, 30%. Tua, hit me with Tua. What do you think about Tua?
I thought Tua, looked like he was playing within the offense, and you know, it looked like he was just there along for the ride. You know, had some, I mean, that's basically how I explained it. He had a nice little anticipated slant for a touchdown to Jalen Waddle. You know, he had the little.
I like that play. He looked off a linebacker to open up some space. And then Jalen Waddle took it from there. I mean, it was like an 8-yard pass, and it went for 42. So can't be mad about that. But it's nice when your defense spots you a touchdown and it's 10-0 and you got a nice little lead. You don't have to play under pressure.
Yeah, you didn't have to play under pressure at all. I thought that he didn't really do anything spectacular. He didn't really do anything bad either, in my opinion. I know he probably has some mistakes. I probably go watch on tape that I'll be like, why'd you do that? But you know, when I was watching the game, I didn't think he'd do anything too bad. I thought he just was staying within the offense. You know, he's a Derrick and Tyreek Hill involved. I liked they're getting him involved in that game. They weren't trying to force any deep passes. They did have 5. He did do 5 deep balls. He was 2 for 5. So I mean, he really didn't get it done there either. They did throw the ball out of field a little bit more than you expected, but it was still mostly him just being part of the ride, right? Along for the ride, and a lot of play action. They had 45% of it. 45%.
Good. He needs that. Well, he can't. He needs play. I mean, they're not going to go downfield on play action because he can't. If they do play action and then try to throw it downfield, he doesn't have enough time to get the ball down to his speedster. So. Yeah. But all right, Marcus, we got – there's a lot of games left to discuss, and we don't have that much time. So pick a game or two that you want to say something specific. The one that I'm going to say something specific about is the Chiefs over the Cardinals. Okay. Kyler Murray, his numbers, 22 for 34, 193 yards passing with two touchdowns, no interceptions. Marcus, do you know when he threw those two touchdown passes?
They were down 30-7, right?
Fourth quarter when they were down 37-15.
Oh, nice, nice, nice.
Actually, they were down. I'm sorry, they were down 37-7. The first touchdown pass got them to 15. So, garbage time for Kyler Murray. The Cardinals are in a lot of trouble this year. Yeah, I know you want to talk about the Giants and the Titans because you really wanted to slander me with some Daniel Jones.
We'll get to that, but I did want to say that Mahomes looked really sharp, even though he looked a little shaky in the pocket. I thought it was interesting. He can't do that this week. He's going to get killed if he does. If he's shaky, he was drifting, spinning backwards. When he didn't have to spin backwards, he could have stepped up. I thought that was weird, interesting. But he looked sharp, though. He looked really sharp. But the way he was maneuvering the pocket, if he does that this week,
Khalil Mack and Bosa, yeah, those aren't two guys you're going to want to do that against.
It's going to be a long day.
Yeah.
But he looked really sharp. He looked sharp. He five touchdowns, even though like two of them were drop off passes. I always hate his stats sometimes because he has five. two were actual throws. Three were pop passes or a shovel pass. Every five touchdown game in Mahomes is never like five touchdowns. It's always like three shovel passes and two regular touchdowns. All right. What else?
Giants-Titans. Yeah, you wanted a Daniel Jones, man.
Daniel Jones. I was so excited to watch that tape, man. I rushed to it. I rushed to it, Chris. I saw 17-21. I was like, okay.
Yeah, and what do we end up posting on Twitter? Not Daniel Jones. We post Saquon Barkley. When do we become a running back podcast? Game-winning drive goes to Saquon Barkley, not Daniel Jones.
I mean, he threw the game-time touchdown, bro. It was a little spider web.
It was a little – here, take it.
But no, that was the two-point conversion.
It was a shovel pass dime.
A shovel pass dime that really had no business to Saquon Barkley. I was like, wow.
Saquon working hard this year.
Wow.
Saquon working hard.
That looked like a top five running back drafted. Whoa. But yeah, Daniel Jones had the greatest comeback. Handing the ball off, I've ever seen. I was really expecting Chris. I'm like, they were down 20-7. I was really expecting some air it out. I thought I was gonna see some film, but I was gonna troll you a lot today. And I really
couldn't.
He had one good throw. He had some good throws. He was 17-21. He definitely kept him on schedule, moved the ball, had a couple good runs late. He had a fourth and one that he ran and put his body into it, got a first down at the sideline. I'll give him that. I'm not going to say it was all him handing the ball off, but he just didn't throw it. That's all I'm going to say. He didn't throw it. It wasn't Daniel Jones hitting Kadarius Toney and, just Sterling Shepard. No, he was handing the ball off to Saquon Barkley the last drive, too. So.
Yeah.
But I didn't watch Ryan Tannehill, Tannehill. Hold on.
Yeah, I didn't watch much of Tannehill either. Two touchdowns though.
What other games you want to talk about, Chris?
The Dallas Cowboys were in trouble with the healthy Dak Prescott. Now they're in even more trouble with him out being at least 6 weeks. I think he comes back. What were they saying after the bye week to play the Green Bay Packers in November? Ooh, Cowboys are not going to be in a good place. They need to lean heavily on their two running backs. They're in a lot of trouble. Cowboys
are in trouble. Because they, one, we already talked about that. He has nobody to throw to, and you definitely can see that. I don't know why they traded Amari. That was messed up. And then, especially knowing Michael Gallup, did, like, his knee was shattered, and then you trade him for Cooper.
Yeah, like, yeah.
CeeDee Lamb, you got the 88.
You got the, yeah, get it, 88.
Got the 88, CeeDee, you got the 88. So, he is in trouble. He's in trouble anyways. We obviously saw they're going to be pretty bad. They're not going to be good. That's going to be
yeah.
It's going to be tough for them, man. It's going to be tough, bro. I don't know how they going to get that going for them. It's going to be interesting to see how they do that. Because I don't see how they do anything.
Yeah. I'm with you on that.
They play pretty damn. They play Tom Brady pretty well, man. I'm not giving that. I'm getting that. Michael Parsons over
held the field goals. Yeah, while they lose Donovan Smith, they lose their left tackle. That makes life a little easier for Michael Parsons. But he was working them when he was in the game. So they held that offense to field goals. Tried to give their offense an opportunity. Their offense didn't want it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Tom Brady. He didn't look too sharp. Let's keep it real. He didn't look very sharp. But now, along the line,
he looked fine. He looked fine. Tom looks like Tom. I think that's a good place to switch into games coming up this week.
Okay. All right. What other games we got coming up this week?
So start right there with the Buccaneers playing at New Orleans without their starting left tackle. They do not play well against the Saints in the Brady era, do they, Marcus?
No, they do not. They're terrible. I mean,
I think the Saints win. I think the Saints go 2-0.
You think they go 2-0?
I think they go 2-0. I think they win this game.
Okay.
After that comeback win last week.
Okay. What's the over under on this one?
The over under is at. Let me see here. I don't have it. I lost it.
Okay, you lost it. All right, let me look it up. I got you. I got you here, Chris. You got it?
No, I just got the spread at 2.5.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk about the next game. I'll pull up these over-unders. What's the next game we got?
Next game, we got to talk about the Chiefs and the Chargers on Thursday night.
All right, let's get into this one. Justin Herbert really pissed me off, you know.
I think it's going to be a rude awakening for the Chargers after such a great week one and all the preseason accolades.
No, about that, Chris. I don't know. I think the Chargers are really good on defense. Okay. I mean, Asante Samuel took a next step. They got Price Callahan. He played awesome. He basically just told Hunter Renfrow, you're not doing anything today. And just put him in prison. He was locked up. Hunter Renfrow did not come to the game. It was basically like he got drunk before the game. It was over. It didn't matter what he was doing. It was done. It was bad. So, and then they got Mack, and then they got Bosa, and you know, and then they got Derwin James just moving all around there. Nasir Adderley looked like he's playing a little bit better. You know, the weak spots are the defense tackle still and the linebackers. So, and the Chiefs aren't going to run the ball. So,
you're not wrong.
Right, so I don't know.
I don't know. Pacheco had 62 yards, 12 carries, 62 yards. Keenan Allen's out. They already declared him out.
I feel like Justin Herbert got better when Keenan Allen went out. That's what bothered me the most about this game. Like Keenan Allen went out, and some little dude named DeAndre Carter came in, and he just started tearing the Raiders up even more. I don't know. I did not know how I felt about that. I was like, maybe Keenan Allen should come back in this game. Because this Carter dude, I don't know who this dude is, but
JC Jackson is questionable.
Yeah. I think the Chargers are gonna win this game. I think the Chargers are gonna win this game.
Marcus going Chargers. I'm going Chiefs, Marcus. I'm going Chiefs.
I think the Chargers debacle is gonna come later on in this season.
This is a primetime game. They haven't when was the last time they were in primetime?
No, you gotta understand the Chargers hype has to get to a certain height this year. It's gonna get to a certain height, okay? And it's all going to come crumbling down.
It's in Kansas City.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
It's a division game on the road, Marcus.
Chris, I know that. It's a division game on the road, okay? And, you know, Justin Herbert is 2-0 in Arrowhead, right? He's 2-0 in Arrowhead.
I did not know that.
He's 2-0 in Arrowhead, okay? I know one game was against Chad Henne. But
Kansas City -4 going in. I'm taking the points. Give me the points. Kansas City and the points. I don't even need to go money line.
Chargers. I'm going Chargers at least. I'm not going to go money line with Chargers. I'll definitely go the +4 with the Chargers because I think that they're going to win this game. I really do. I feel like they're the better team. I feel like they're going to get a lot of pass rush. It depends. I haven't watched Chiefs defense. It depends on how the Chiefs defense looks and how they played Kyler Murray. And then I haven't really got a chance to look at that. I thought it was interesting that they weren't able to move the football through the air. But, you know, I think Herbert – it'd be interesting to see how Herbert plays because I think this past game against the Raiders, like, he caught the Raiders off guard. And what I mean by that, he caught them off guard because he was bailing empty pockets. He's bailing clean pockets a lot. I know a lot of people say he was avoiding pressure, and sometimes he did. He did avoid pressure a couple of times, but most of the time he was just bailing a clean pocket. And when people think you're avoiding pressure when you leave a pocket for some reason. I don't know why. And then, you know, PFF counts the pressure if you leave the pocket and then I chase you. They count
it does.
So it adds up. They count those outside pressures. So it adds up, and then we think a guy is avoiding pressure more than he actually is, which happens a lot too. I just think it's weird. But he was building a lot of clean pockets, and what happened in the second half and why they only scored 7 points in the second half after scoring 17 in the first is that Patrick Graham said, okay, you're bailing. I'm going to keep you in it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he turned into the guy we talked about on the preview show. So – he talked about. Then he turned right back into the guy who had 7. He looked like 2 in the first half, running around and like, oh my god, this guy might be. Oh man, what's happening? And then he kept him in the pocket. I'm like, oh, there he is. Cool. All right. So we keep him in the pocket. Basically, what I learned that game. So it'll be interesting to see how the Chiefs play him because his tendency last year was not to move out of the pocket. So. You know, the Raiders were like crashing and he was like bailing. You know what I'm saying? He was bailing pockets. It was weird to watch. I was really mad that he was doing that. So we'll see what the Chiefs do. But I still think Chargers win this game because I think they're going to stop the Chiefs on passing the football.
Okay. So we split there. Were you with me on the Saints or are you taking the Bucs? Were you with me on the Saints or are you taking the Bucs?
I'm taking the Saints, man. I'm not taking the Bucks over the Saints, man.
Are you taking them plus? Are you taking them +2.5? Or are you going to take money line? I'll go as far as money line. I don't want the points. I'll money line the Saints.
You're money line the Saints.
You give me the points. I'll go points and money line. Okay, we're thinking that we got straight up. We got that straight up win. All right.
I'm surprised the Bucks are favorite in this game. Why?
Because of Tom Brady. Why else? It's Tom Brady.
Vegas bettors don't like they don't care about history. They're just okay. Hey.
No, they're trying to sucker people into taking like Tom Brady -2.5. Oh, Buccaneers by a field goal. Absolutely, they're trying to take people's money. That's what they're doing. Watch this line move. Watch it move over. It's gonna go over 3 points. I guarantee. I bet you it goes a full point. It's -3.5 Buccaneers by the time kickoff rolls around. All right, the game of the week, in my opinion, Dolphins at Ravens.
Why is this the game of the week for you, Chris? Why is
this? I think this is the best matchup.
No, Chargers Chiefs not the big game of the week.
Because it's on Thursday.
I get it.
You don't put the game of the week on Thursday? You don't put the game of the week on Thursday? That's how confident I am that the Chiefs take it to them. Like, I'm looking at a score like they did this last week against the Cardinals. That's how good really? I feel about the Chiefs.
I do think so. All right. We'll see. So
Dolphins Ravens. I think that's the best matchup. It's that cover zero. They're going to come after Lamar. They're going to try and play the offense the way that they did against the Patriots. Ravens defense is a little suspect to start the year. But oh my God, the matchup predictor on ESPN says Ravens 72.5% victory.
Yeah, so the Ravens are what? They're looks like their money line's -188. They're so 3.5, so 4 points, 44 over under. I'm gonna go.
I'm still going Raven in the points. I think the Ravens win by a touchdown.
I don't know about that. I don't know about the, by a touchdown. That's tough for me, but I'm going to go Ravens because I think they're going to try to make Tua win this game. They're going to try to put pressure on Tua to win this game.
Agreed.
And I think that
it's not going to be a comfortable game. Lamar Jackson against the Dolphins.
Lamar Jackson
or against the Patriots.
Lamar Jackson's been hearing he can't play against Cover Zero probably all year, so I'm sure that he's prepared. Because even when I go back and watch that game, I don't think he played against Cover Zero that bad. It's just when you know, and you got the receivers you have, sometimes it's
you need a little. Dude, I was at that game. I can't believe the Dolphins pulled off that win. Tua played so bad in that game. He played so bad.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting, that one. I don't know if this is going to be game of the week. I don't know, Chris. I don't know if this is going to be game of the week. I don't agree with that.
I think it's the best matchup.
I guess matchup-wise, maybe. Maybe. I don't know. I just feel like there's better games. I don't know. I just feel like the Cardinals versus Raiders is a better game.
Man, you're such a homer. You guys are gonna torch the Cardinals. It's not even gonna be close.
Vikings Eagles is okay. What about that one?
Okay, all right. Vikings Eagles maybe.
All right, let's talk about that game. Let's talk about that game.
You think so? It's gonna come down to these guys are gonna take the over. Take the over in that game. What's over under in that game, Marcus? I don't even know it. I'm saying take the over.
50 Yeah.
Take the over. You know what's gonna come down to? Kirk Cousins has got to win the game, and it's not going to happen. Justin Jefferson's going to be pissed at the end of that game. Watch.
You think so? Yeah. I mean, they got the secondary to stop him, too. Shut him down, you know? You got the secondary for
He's going to be mad. That's Monday night. That's the last game. We got two for Monday night. We got Titans-Bills also on Monday night. Why is that week two and not in week one? Like, how does that make sense?
I don't know. They wanted the features. The Russell Wilson homecoming, they wanted to feature that. Which we need to talk about that.
It's not worth talking about.
I don't know. It kind of is, man. It kind of is.
Seattle played their Super Bowl in week one. They booed the hell out of Russ, who fought for 2 years to get out of there. He deserved to get booed. And then Russell Wilson struggled in the new offense, my opinion. All he could do was check down to tight end and running backs. He threw a jump ball to Jerry Jeudy, which was underthrown. Thank God for Jerry Jeudy for Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Russ played awful, in my opinion.
I didn't think he was awful.
I thought he was awful. He was shook. He was shook. He did not know how to handle playing as the opponent in that stadium.
Yeah. I thought he did throw a lot of near interceptions. I will say that, especially like the deep ball.
That first one went off of Jamal Adams' head. How bad of an athlete are you? Like, you play defense for a reason. You couldn't judge where that ball was. You dive in there. You have the position on the wide receiver. It wasn't even a wide receiver. It was against the running back. It was against Williams. He beat him to the ball and like ducked his head. Oh God, it's going to hit me in the face, and ducked his head and it went off his helmet. Everything about that game made me angry, Marcus. Everything about that game.
So my last comment about – I just wanted to talk about Kirk Cousins. I mean, I know everybody's talking about his amazing game with Justin Jefferson. His average depth of target was 5.2 yards in that game.
Explain why that's not good, Marcus. Explain it.
Explain. It means he – He's throwing 5 yard passes, you know, a lot. And I know his YPA is 8.7. I wonder how much yak he's got. He's got out these passes.
Oh my gosh, it's all yak.
Right?
It's all yak. I watched the game, dude. It was all yak.
He had four throwaways. He threw the ball away four times. So
the defense was out of sync too for the Packers. Like he could not have played the Packers at a better time, week one. That offense and that defense completely out of sync.
Yeah, man, it just wows me. Like his, you know, this is the praise he gets sometimes. It's like the dude's just ultimate. Like he's the most overrated quarterback in football. Like I don't understand what people try to compare him to. I hate the Derek Carr curses. It's definitely
that's why it bothers you so much. That's why you want to talk about Kirk right now. That's why you want to do it. Kirk gets the win. Derek gets the loss. And now you got to deal with all the
Kirk. And he's like, look at his numbers. He's 277. Yeah, yeah. Man. Passer rating, 118. Like, yeah. But...
Dude, Adam Thielen had like 2 catches for 19 yards. It was all Justin Jefferson.
I know it was all Jefferson. I watched it. I mean, he had a good throw to Justin Jefferson.
He had one good throw to him when he was crossing the field, but it was more because the defense screwed up their coverage than it was a perfect throw with a defender in the way. Like, he had to put that ball there because that was the easiest throw to make. Kirk Cousins didn't do anything to impress me in week one. Not a single thing.
I'll give him that throw. He did a good job seeing that.
It's an easy throw, Marcus. I can make that throw.
I wouldn't say it's an easy throw, man. It was a good throw. I'll give him that one. He just didn't do anything else that game. I was trying to figure out what else he did. He didn't do anything else. I mean, he threw another like to a wide open Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, there was nothing contested for Justin. He didn't drop a ball in a bucket anywhere. Like, he was able to do what he wanted to do, and he just played safe the whole game.
5.2, man.
I'm telling you. The Packers gave that game away. The Vikings didn't win it. It's Joe Burrow's playoff run in week one of the season. That's what it was.
Yeah. I guess so. All right. So, Chris, I think we're almost out of time here. Any other thoughts? You know, your boy Carson Wentz, he's trying to climb my ranking.
My boy. No. I'm not taking that, dude. He's throwing jump. He's doing whatever he could. He went for it with every throw, every single one. You want to talk about throwing tight windows? He was throwing into every tight window possible. I've never seen so many 50-50 balls in my entire life. That's why it wasn't even worth talking about in recapping that game. He would have been crucified if they lost that game because some of his turnovers were bad.
Carson Wentz, he's gonna have another year like 30 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, and he's gonna get traded.
Hey, well, it's the Commanders and the Eagles division to lose.
Oh man. And don't sleep on the Giants, bro. I'll tell you, they, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Saquon Barkley will keep having game winning drives.
and Danny Dimes has made that key slant throw.
Hitting that slant. All right.
Hitting that slant, man.
Hit him with the social medias. I ain't doing this again. Hit him with it. Let's finish it up here.
A slant to move the chase, Chris. Just what that piece slant. All right. So, all right, guys. A little pocket awareness. Follow us on Twitter, ALPA, _QB1. Hit us on Facebook, A Little Pocket Awareness. Hit us on Instagram, ALPA_QB1. Check out the Twitter page. You know, we're posting some stuff. You know, yeah, Chris is right. I did post a number of running backs today. I apologize.
But running back podcast. It was amazing now to watch. Game winning drives by running backs.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So that was a great game winning drive by Saquon Barkley. So you guys can check that out on the Twitter page. But yeah, go ahead, check that out, us out there, and then make sure to follow us on Twitter at the Mark John for me, at King Manelis for Chris, and also subscribe, guys. Subscribe if you're first time listening, first time checking us out.
Subscribe and download.
Some weird ass, quarterback takes. Hey, just wait till the end of the season. Wait till the end of the season and let us know if we're wrong. We got a good track record.
We got a few years under our belt. It's all out there, it's all recorded.
Yeah.
I mean, what have we gotten wrong so far? Baker being our number one option and my Josh Allen slander.
Yeah, Josh otherwise, Allen. Baker.
I think we're doing pretty good. We got Baker and Josh were our two biggest.
I guess they could say we miss Herbert, even though I guess they could say that, but I still was
higher. Okay. We can't. No, he's got to make the playoffs first before you can say that we missed on Herbert. All right.
Make the playoffs first. No, because as a Raiders fan, I'm gonna say this before we go. As a Raiders fan, I saw this guy write an article about Justin Herbert. I should win MVP, and then at the end of the article, he talked about how an MVP hasn't won a Super Bowl like I don't know how many years, right? And he said that it was the perfect season for Justin Herbert to win MVP, and then the Chargers lose in the divisional round. And I was like, you know what? Win MVP, please. I want to see that. I want to see you in MVP. You go all the way. And like, and they just, everybody's like, oh my God, he's going to Super Bowl. And he just lays an egg, like an egg egg, like an egg, like a four interception egg, Chris.
Like a, like us when we said Sam Darnold was the second best quarterback in that draft class.
That was a big egg too. I don't know. I believe in Sam in the red zone, man. I think Sam should play the red zone with Baker Mayfield.
He's okay. All right. Let's go. We got to, don't try to hype Sam Darnold back out. See ya.